spring training baseball. Boy, there's nothing better than being in the spring in Arizona and running into my buddy Rick Riz, play-by-play voice of the Seattle Mariners. The Rizzer, nice to see you.
Nice to see you too, Marty. It's always fun when we get a chance to actually play some baseball against another team with a different uniform. This is fun.
What is the lure of spring training? You've been through this so many times. We do these shows. Fans love to hear stories from Arizona.
Marty, I think it's hope. You know, no matter what happened the previous year, the previous five, the previous 10, your club has a chance to win it all, by golly. And that's the beauty about the game of baseball, is that you never really know. The Arizona Diamondbacks, last place in the National League West a year ago. And then last year, they win the National League West and get to the playoffs. I mean, you just never know. We never knew back in 2001 what type of ball club we had. They went out and won a major league record 116 games. So that's the beauty of spring training. It's about watching kids, you know, battle to try to make a ball club. It's about the veteran guys hanging on for one more season in the sun. It's all about coming together as a team. It's about the weather. It's about the fans coming down from your particular area of the country. It's about so many things, but I think hope is right at the top of the list.
Boy, well said by Rick Riz, play-by-play voice of the Seattle Mariners. And for me, it's a renewal with baseball again. You have to hear the bat hit the ball again and the ball hit the glove again.
That's the greatest sound in the world, man. I get goosebumps thinking about it, because if you're any kind of a fan of the game and baseball, Marty, we call this guy Baseball Marty, guys. You know, that's what it's all about, because it brings you back to the time when you were a kid, when you got your first glove, when you went out to your first game, whether it's a minor league game or a major league game. My first game was, I was 6 years old, and I saw the White Sox and the Yankees. And to see your baseball cards come alive and you understand the history of the game of baseball, it's just a great love affair that the fans have with their teams, that the fans have with the players. Everybody has a favorite player, so it's just a great time of the year.
What number spring training is this for you?
I think this is number 38. 8 years in the minor leagues. This is my 30th year in the big leagues, 27 with the Mariners, and 3 years in between with the Detroit Tigers, Marty. So I've been very, very fortunate to, you know, really be around this game for a long time and meet some of the greatest people in the world like yourself.
Well, I appreciate that. Baseball Marty, he gave me the nickname.
That's right, because, you know, I know you love the game of baseball. You helped us out during the fantasy camps a few years ago, and it's just a great name for you because you love the game.
All right, you did spring training in Florida with the Tigers in Lakeland, and, of course, you've been out here in Arizona in the Cactus League. This Cactus League has really grown. Give me a little comparison of Florida spring training and Arizona spring training.
Oh, Arizona is so much better. The weather is so much better. In Florida, you have the rain, a lot of rain to contend with, the humidity when it starts, you know, heating up. But in Arizona, you don't have that. Now you have all these great facilities around the Cactus League that are drawing more and more teams. Who would have thought, Marty, that the Los Angeles Dodgers, after 61 years, would ever leave Vero Beach? So the Cactus League is really growing. The weather is great. We're all close to our major league cities, so I just love it out here much more than the Grapefruit League.
And the food. Food's not bad either.
It's good. Food's good, man. You know, as more and more people come to the Valley of the Sun, where more and more restaurateurs are coming from different parts of the country doing their thing, and this place is really growing with the population, and so are the great restaurants. So it's a great time of the year to have a good meal.
You know, as we let Rick Riz go, pleasure to have him with us. As we have the first weekend of games, what an anticipation. I mean, honestly, I feel like there's a gift coming.
Well, it is a gift. You know, I look at it like, and I've said this a number of times on opens that I've done through the years, it's like Christmas morning, where, you know, for weeks and weeks and months, you can't wait for Christmas, you can't wait to open up that package. Well, today, Marty, we get to open up the package and see what we have. We're going to enjoy it.
All right, Rick, thanks so much as always.
Anytime. Baseball Marty.
Okay, Rick Riz right here on KMBR 680, the sports leader.